Okay, we left off yesterday trying to figure out what is this deep, dark secret called Mezuzah Petochah. Molder belongs to Mezuzah Petochah. So half of Mezuzah Petochah wasn't that hard to understand. That's the way the Gemara presents it later on in the first parak. The idea of having Eidim Psulim signing on a get, that's not such a great idea according to Rebbe Loza, because you may end up using them. What do you mean you may end up using them? So you had a nuance of exaction. Will you mistakenly use them as Eidim Sira, or will you be made based on their testimony in 20 years from now, and that doesn't sit well with us to use an Eidim, people are posting the Eidim. So that part of Mezuzah Petochah we can kind of swallow. It's the second part of Mezuzah Petochah that the Gemara introduces in Asuga. It's a little bit more difficult to understand that Eidim signed Shalom Lishma, Azma, as blood so befell. So terrible about Eidim signing Shalom Lishma. Dalmi Hachviyad, you don't need them anyway. So Taisvus worked and worked and worked and came up with the Gezerah. The Gezerah at the Ksiva. If you let Chasim Shalom Lishma, next thing you know is you're going to let Ksiva Shalom Lishma. That would be a disaster. That would be a Mamash Absol Deraisa. So we had a lot of trouble with that. The Taisvus themselves had a lot of trouble with that. It doesn't seem to match up with the Sugis later on. And Chumash Hadesh had trouble with it and tried to touch it up a little bit. And we spent the half of the Shia yesterday trying to put Band-Aids on Taisvus Pshat. We came to the realization that there have to be other pshat in the Mezuzah Petochah, and we're not surprised that there are. And it's the Rashi who actually presents us the altered pshat in what Mezuzah Petochah is all about, at least as it plays out in Esrogim. So says the Rashba that, yes, it's true you don't need Eidei Chasima, according to Rabbi Elazar, but Eidei Chasima are not meaningless. Eidei Chasima are not Dvar B'Talim. They're going to become very, very helpful potentially down the line. Especially if you follow Rabbi Gamliel's Takana to the T and you really actually use them. And even if for some reason you don't think Rabbi Gamliel told you you have to use them, but it's a time to come out short, 9 out of 10 times or 9 out of 1,000 times, you're going to have Eidei Chasima on this gift. And therefore, these Eidei Chasima are going to turn around in 20 years from now and actually be the Eidei who can let this woman be married. So they've gotten a boost of status. Until Takanas Rebbe Gamliel, until we realized that, like the stomach of Hechshana said, before we realized that the Eidei Chasima are going to help us, we thought these are the loser Eidim. These are the guys you call for the kibbutz. You don't really have the kibbutz to give them. So you make up a kibbutz, we give it. You are the one who's mechubah to be made that everyone's eating sushi. They give you a kibbutz by the bespokes. We give you a kibbutz and make a hokus pokus. What? Havas haksuba. Okay, there you go. Havas haksuba. So the person who tosses the ksuba in the air. You have a lot of different kibbutzim here. So we're going to give you the make-believe keyboard, but we're going to make you Eidei Chasima. So we thought that that's your control below, so that's what Eidei Chasima is. I'm sure a bunch of guys who couldn't make it to the big leagues. They're stuck with the little keyboard. Wait a second, says the Rashi. Didn't make the big leagues? These guys are huge. They're massive, their role that they're playing. In 20 years from now, the Eidei Mesira on the Elam Emes, and the only ones who are left, I mean, the Eidei Chasima may also be in the Elam Emes, but the only ones whose Chasimas are still here to show, at the end of the day, the Eidei Chasima themselves, and therefore they're having a major role in the chalois of this woman. So these Eidim are part and parcel of the Gerushin. Says the Rasha. Says the Rashba, Abazoi, that they're part and parcel of the Gerushin, because they're being made at the end of the day at the Shizun Teres. It could be that Aleihem Nem are also a shtickle, Lishma. Lishma means whoever's involved in the Gerushin. If you're playing a role in the Gerushin, so it's got to be Lishma. That's the pshat of Mezuzah Petochah. Nish kezeres, not kezeres, chasimas, of the ksiva maiselach, yeah, garnish, that's that. Says the Rashba, if and when these Eidim are going to be used to be meyed, they better be good. And since they better be good, not only do they have to be good, but the chasimas have to be good also. Because if you use them, then it's chal on them also, shtikl din l'shva. What if you're not going to use them? What if no one's ever going to use them? It's not shayach to use them. Then the talk of the two losers who got the chubid with the, what do you call it, Rashi? Havas haksuba. Okay, good. So, and give me an example of two Eidim who sign on a get, who are garnished. They're still in PAL. They didn't make it to the minor leagues yet. Give me some names. Give me some good names of people who were never going to use them in a million years from now. Who are they?
Caesar
and Miguel. The guys from yesterday. Shemus Mufakir, Rabbi Shimon. And the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanan said, it's too close for call. You know, what's a Miguel, what's a Bartholomew, what's a Zach, what's a Jeremy. You know, it's too close for call. So we don't want to start to give a chilukim dachas, chilukim babi ikarom. Rabbi Shimon's 100% right. Rabbi Shimon sat in the Ma'ara, Mamash is sitting, Mamash in the cave, and he's contemplating this din of Eidi Chasimah Karse, Eidi Masirah Karse, Yard, Rabbi Shimon, Lashidas, Rabbi Lozar, I, Frech, the Gemara, Meidi, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Mizuh, B'teichas, Rabbi Shimon sitting there and sitting there and sitting there, and he finally realizes, you know what, we have a solution. The solution is Sheamus Mufalkin. So it says the Rashba, that's a good solution. According to my smart, it's a good solution. But if and when we will use them, it's Chawanam Aladini Gittin, including the Chasibah Lashma. So it's stated in Rashba. Everyone understands Rashba? Comes the Maharam Shif, and that's at the back of the Gemara and says, he doesn't say Bechlal. What kind of svar is that? Yes, the Eidi Chasima are playing a phenomenal role. They are so important. They are no longer, you know, no longer just little babies. They have a very, very serious, significant role. They're playing a role in the Chalais HaGerish. They're playing a role in the Chalais HaKrisos. What role are they playing? Which parsha are they representing to us? Not Pashas Kiseitze, they represent Pashas Shoifetim, Apishlai Meirichum Dovar. How that works, it's a star, it's people like Sobham, Rebbe Adam, and Rashi, and Ram, and Reb Chaim, and okay, yeah, but that was weeks ago, that was pre-Bechina. But says, the Maram Shif, L'chayr correctly against this Rashba, that you want to tell me that they're important, Zil Zayman, Makabal Zayman, they're important. You want to tell me it's Chalan and Medin from Gerishin? It's not even Gerishin, it's Chalan. They're not serving the role of the Gerushin Kiyuz there. They have zero to do with the Chalaz here. They're Raiyas to the Gerushin. So Raiyas to the Gerushin also has to be the Shema. And instead, let's say two Eidim walk at the Beis Din, not in the Shtar. Two Eidim walk at the Beis Din, and they say that this woman is received the get. So they have to say, we're hereby giving the Eidus the Shema, the Shema, the Shema. Let's do the Shema, Hagar, the Eidus. And I am myself. It's a new religion. You need the Shmar of the Seidus. This is not the Etzem HaGerushin. This is not going to say this, that there was a Gerushin in the past. Who said they're not Shnaim? They're Shnaim. They just signed the Shalom the Shema.
But this last week, did we talk about where this idea where you don't have Eidim Masir, you have Eidim Hasim, all these that the Eidim Hasim have to be, there have to be some kind of a...
Oh, wait. You're already the second Teretz of the Rashba. I'm still the first Teretz of the Rashba. So the Rashba is just sticking to this idea that because the Eidim are going to serve as a Raya later, that elevates them to the status of Eidei Gerishin, and as anyone who's involved in the Chalais HaGerishin has to be Lishma. So the Maram Shif is a stark attack against this Rashba.
Is that on the Rashba doesn't mean that it's on the Raya?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the Rashba means. I don't know what the Rashba means. I don't know what he said. So now the Rashba backpedals a little bit. Everyone saw the Rashba inside? No, did he say what I said? No, did he say that? No? He didn't say that? Find it. You gotta find the Maram Kermis first. The near the Bishabachi Karli Mazuf Bitaicha, the first one line is Zo, about 8 lines down. The day Ksiva Lishma boy, but it's about Lady Machlak Siva Zageti. The Pomish Inga Lady Masira. Wait. We don't have Lady Masira. Gets him his Kamachasmov. The main case is Kamachasmov, Mamazuifu, Bavada Kidin Nimslav Freshnaim, Kidin Hassel Lishma, etc. He came into Ada Hasiva Mashal to get Kosh, Bavada Siva Zagetain. Hilka came to Chasiba Chasiba Lishma Mizubitech Haridan Lei. That's the first Eretz of the Rashba, because we're holding on for dear life to the Eidus of the Eidus. The Eidus Chasiba have a very, very serious role to play, and therefore it has to be Lishma. Then the Rashba skips down a little bit. Well, Diver Rav Afasi Zal, who offers a next Priyad Mizubitech. Well, the Diver Rav Afasi Zal Shekosov to Rabbi Eloza Eidus Chasiba Nami Karsi. Now the Rashba switches teams and goes back to the Riff of the Rambam's view. And even within the world of Rabbi Lozar, like we spoke about last week, even within the world of Rabbi Lozar, it could be there are two ways to reach the same final destination. It could be Eidim Masira, yeah, but Eidim Chasira is also good. And maybe you don't even need Eidim Masira. Remember the Riff's two Rayas from Rav, about Ksav Yad Sofer, and from how do you know you have Eidim Masira? You don't need Eidim Masira. Eidim Chasira do everything, says the Riff in the Rambam. And therefore, the Kevin Shabam Karsi, the Shema Boinu. Since Eide Chasima can sometimes play a significant role, even though right now they're not, but they could, the Chik Siv Lishma, Avakos of Koi, Ubein aksivus aget biatzmai, ben aksivus aedim. Does this answer your question? Deraisa derabanan? This pshat in the Rashba is definitely what? You just quote a pasuk, that's a code phrase for deraisa. This is a svar deraisa, that when the Torah says v'chosav means anything that could somehow, somewhere down the line, become a get. Either the writing of the words itself, or it could be that the chasimus ha'edim may be the makla path that this get. Because according to the Rif B'dasha B'loz, you don't even need edim asirim. You have edim chasimah. And therefore, al zeh nema min ha'torah lishma. That's what mezuf b'teicha means, according to the second pshat of Rashba. This is not a gezeira atu ksiva to chasimah like the Tosfos. This is not maybe, it could be that in 20 years from now we may end up relying on them, therefore we want them to be up to par. This is saying that the efsharut, the possibility that exists in every chasimus aget, that this may be the winner, this may be, they may have hit the jackpot, they may be the edim we're going to carry today, that gufa elevates their chasimus to be nichla on the parashat Torah v'chasavla. Nobody asked them to sign. When Atar did not, according to Rav Elazar, it came in Shemaslo Beit Mesiris Kosher. But once they sign, so that signature is Teufes bin HaTorah as part of the Ksivus Aget, and that's what the Zubat Teuchah means. That's Adin Deraisa, according to the Sechem Shad, the Rashba. So the Rashba is only one problem. It says, well, what's the bomb kasha, according to the Rashba? But the Rashba, by taking the Zubat Teuchah and taking it out of the realm of Gezeiras de Rabbanon, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to get confused, he just put it into the realm of Deraisa. What did he just create for himself? A giant pickle. Why? What? Sheamus Mufakim. How does Sheamus Mufakim solve that problem? If you have Goyim who signed and get, as long as it's Bartholomew and Christopher, we're good to go. So I state Rabbi Shimon, even the Rabbanon beat Corona, beat Rabbi Shimon. Bishlam according to Taisus, there's nothing to worry about. Bishlam according to the first Teretz, I do worry about. What do we have nothing to worry about? According to this Pshat, the Rashba, there's everything to worry about. You put signatures on a piece of paper. That means you just gave credibility to these chasimis, that these chasimis are nichol the din deraisa v'chasav. Abu Zoy, these are nichol the din deraisa v'chasav. They better meet all the criteria of v'chasav. What's the number one standard of v'chasav? What does v'chasav have to be? Law what?
It's
got to be lishma. So the Rashba says, my entire shtickl Torah is so good. I gave such a tokef with such teeth into mezuzah b'teicha. I turned it out of being a shvach and gzeira into a din deraisa. By doing so, I was guilty of overkill. So then it should apply, even my shemus and mufakim. That's the Rashba's kasha. Says the Rashba, El sheyesh ledak de tim kein, Rebbe Shimon shiyar l'shitas asher b'loz, heich ma'ash chasmeim goyim, fi b'shemus mufakim. V'kamach v'ksiv es ha'edem, v'inu l'shma v'leika. So we're back to Rabbi Shimon sitting in the cave. And he came up with this grandiose theory about Mezuyah B'Teichai. Yer Rabbi Shimon L'shitas Asher B'Lozer. And he's not bothered with Mezuyah B'Teichai Shemus B'Fakim. For the Rashba, according to my theory of Mezuyah B'Teichai, he's got a problem at the level of Deraisa. I thought, until yesterday, I thought we were learning a Sukkim and Derabon. I thought we were going to have a little breather on this one. That's only a Derabon anyway, so you know. It's all Sukkim's own Derabon. It's a big deal. Derabon writes in Huchas, so the Rama writes that based on the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, it's coming up in a couple of daf from Daf Yomi. The Gemara has a shaila about whether you're allowed to get paid for teaching Torah. So the Gemara quotes a Machlekes Amaroim, when the Rebbe teaches Chumash to kids, is he allowed to get paid for teaching the kids to trap? He teaches them Merchatipcha, teaches them Snachta, teaches them Kavir Ozlos. You're allowed to get paid for that. What's the shaila? So the Gemara says it depends. If you think that the Nigun of the trap is all Nimsalim Hashemir and Harsinai, so then it's considered to be mamish part of the Mesor, part of the Ikra Torah, and then there's a din called Mani Bechirim Aftam Bechinam. There's a din of Tziv Hashem Lamech Chum Bishpatim. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that Moshe Rabbeinu presented the Dibur Torah to Klai Yisrael, didn't get paid. So too the Dibur Torah, the Rebbe's not allowed to get paid. So the Gemara says if you hold that the piece of time and a part of the Etzem Mesora, they were also Nichol in Teres Moshe, Nimsel Moshe Mesinai. So then you can't get paid for that either. But if you hold that was at the Chum Sacham, that the Chum added on the trump. That means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, he just said, Breishis Bar Lokim Esa Shemayim. It wasn't Breishis Bar Lokim Esa Shemayim. I mean, the way we niggin and nigunim, that we break things up, I mean, the niggas are a little different communities, but the basic idea of breaking up sukkim, the idea of having, you know, trump and having nigunim, so that was made up by the Chachamim later. So the Gemara says that was made up by the Chum. Then the Rebbe's allowed to get paid for teaching the kids Truf. You can't get paid for teaching them the meaning of the word Brachus, but you can get paid for teaching them. This is when you read Brachus, Brolokim, stop. That's your Rebbe's arts, but oh, stop. You know, a piece of time you're allowed to get paid for. So the Ramah writes that you see for that Gemara that a Rebbe's allowed to get paid for teaching Dinim Derabbanan. Because everyone agrees there's a Din of Truf. Everyone agrees a Din of Nigun, which is the Shaza Daraisa Derabbanan. So you see that the Isser of the Lamed Hashem Chukum Mishpatim was only said in Dinim Deraisa. Chazal never imposed that Isser on teaching Dinim Derabbanan. So let's say Yeshiva learns Masechet Eruv the whole year, so the Rebbe's allowed to get paid. But if you learn Psochim, then the Rebbe can't get paid. Unless you talk about Bikas Chometz, it's only Derabbanan, then you get paid again. So I thought that I'm going to collect my paycheck for yesterday's Shiva, it's only Derabbanan anyway, I'm allowed to get paid. So now the Rashba just put me out of business. The Rashba said, nope, so then they're ice, then they're ice, I can't get paid. So that's the bad news. The good news is that the Gemara in the Darm says that you're allowed to get paid for other things. You're allowed to get paid for Schar Shmira. Let's say the Rebbe gets paid to make sure the kids don't misbehave. So if I wouldn't be sitting here, you guys would all be killing each other. So I'm sitting here making sure that everyone behaves, everyone's nice, everyone smiles. So guys got to get into a fight or something. Somebody throw something at somebody. Otherwise, I won't be able to collect my paycheck from the shiur. Okay. Everyone good? Okay, good. So we assume that in every shiur deraisa, there's always something there about that's tucked in for good luck. Whatever. I'm getting paid for something. Okay. So, should. I get paid for, you're allowed to get paid for other things, like for preparation. So I get paid for sitting on the bridge. It takes me longer to come here than it takes me to stay the whole shiur. So I get paid for otherwise, if I'm a sugar, why would I ever come to Washington Heights? I live in New Jersey. Mechat Eisa, across the bridge in the morning. So I come here, so I get paid for Schar Batal for sitting on the bridge. Okay. That's why we have to very machmish, a long way on the bridge, get enough, get a raise. Okay. Anyway, back to the story. So according to the Rashba, we thought we had a sugya derabbanan, and now all of a sudden we realize we have a sugya deraisa on our hands. So what do we do with that? So comes the Rashba with that mamash, alom deshavor. You would have expected this terrace like in a Rosh Hashiva saying a Shia Kololi. So comes the Rashba and says, V'yeshlobi dechassim esnochi ene chassim aklal. V'chaman demali b'diyut adobi. V'chlo mafso b'chassim asin. What did Rashba just say? Eni chassim esaget eschal on in the din derais in the Zuf B'techli. But when Bartholomew and Christopher signed their names, that's not, you know what it is? Somebody spilled ink on the bottom of the page. Why is it Nishkin Chasimus? Because Goyim are what? What are Goyim? They're not what? They're not Eidus Bechlel. I don't understand. But my brother is a problem. My cousin is a problem. The Michal Shabbos, the bank robber, the murderer is a problem. That's the psul of Mizruch B'Teichai. May the Rebbe Shimon Mizruch B'Teichai is a problem. So Manishtana, a goy from a korah, from an apostle, etc. So what do you see in this licht and this pshad Rashba? What do you see? A gaval de gavor. That not all people who are disqualified from Eidus are on equal footing. There are some people who are Eidim psulim. And Hilchos Gittin that poses a problem. Because once they have a shame, aid on them, and now the apostle, once they get the shame, once they get the title of having an aid, they wear the hat of being an aid, then all of a sudden the din b'chosav is chal on them, because the riff is right, says the Rashba, that aidi chasima are also karsi. So once it's chal on them, shame aid, and now they're an apostle, that's going to cause a disaster. Masha'in kein, a goy. So when a goy signs his name, that's like he spilled ink on the bottom of the paper. And it's gornish from gornish. It's not a shame aid altogether. That's a loaded. Everyone saw it in the Rashba. It's a loaded Rashba. In the Rashba, he's not so sure about it. I don't know. He's back and forth. Not so sure if this is right. No? What do you think about this Rashba? Whose wheels were turning when they saw this Rashba? I cheat, I gave you the next Mayim Mokum. Where did Rashba come up with this idea that some Edom are Edom Sulam, and therefore it's Chalon and Adim and Atayr of Echos of Lishma, and other Edom are not even Edom altogether, just like pouring ink on the bottom of the page? So the Rashba got this idea right out of the Gemara Maseches Makkos, on the Pehem Beis, Vav Ben Aleph. We spoke a lot about this last year. It's just Chaza for a second. For new guys, we'll bring it up into the Sugin. The famous Mishnah, Maseches Makkos, the famous days, the Mishnah says that if you have three Edom testify about something, two of them are kosher, one of them is a relative or apostle or bank robber, so Nimtz Echman Edom Krav Apostle, the whole Edom is Bato. went down from Sukkah, Mishnah, Medim, Shlosh, Edim, etc. The parashah, the Sukkah called Dimtza Echme Edim Karbo Possum. I think we spoke about it once or twice last year. Okay, Dimtza Echme Edim Karbo Possum. So Gemara has one of the strangest questions in Shas. And Avavim Ra'af and Matis, where it says, really? Based on that, every murderer should get off. Should get off scot-free. You know why? Because every murderer, there's always an aid there who's possibly aid this. Who is that? The murderer himself. The Ritzach himself. Ritzach is possibly aid this. Nimzach and Adam, Kerb Apostle.
Says,
holy. The says, Hori Yatzil. First thing where he asks, Hori Yatzil, and the Gemara says, maybe you're right, so the victim didn't see it, he stabbed him in the back, and then the Gemara says, Hori Yatzil, let the Hori himself be the Matzil. So good kasha, right? Rapapa stomped Abai with that kasha. Rapapa Abai, Rabbi didn't know the answer to that kasha. Hori Yatzil. So Rava stepped up to the plate and gave the following answer. Rava says, no, it's not a problem. You know why? Kiyosra kami de Rava. Amalei yokum davar b'mekayim davar kosa medaber. The Torah says that pishnayim eidim shloshim yokum davar. That din, that exerts a cost of one eight passing the rest of the group, has to be for mekayim davar. What do those words mean? Mekayim. What do the words mean? So it's a big machlokes taisim deraibid. What's pshat in that? So Taisus says mekayim davar means that you thought that in order to disqualify eidim, it's enough just to be an eid haroeh. You saw the action, so all of a sudden you disqualify, you contaminate all the other aid, and that's not true. The only time that an aid ruins it for the rest of the group is if he actually shows up in Beis Din. When he comes to Beis Din and he gives his aid, this from Makabla's aid, this three shvachir, and then we accept his aid, this, then he disqualifies the other aid more made. But an aid row alone doesn't do any damage. So that's what Rava said. The Makayim Dov, Lekayim Aleim, Lekayim Dov means to be made with Beis Din. Just time you saw something, you saw a murder last week, we're not doing anything. If you come to Beis Din and you testify about that murder, that's a problem. So that's what Rava corrected Rav Papa. He informed Abaye that you misunderstood what the Gzeres HaKosov of Shlosha Edom is all about. Only if you're an Edom, may not an Edom. Therefore, the murderer is never going to be made in Beis Din. The murderer tries to pull off a stunt. He's a shtikolam, then this guy kills people, but he also learned Makas Davav, so he's going to come run to Beis Din to save himself. So Beis Din is going to throw him out. He said, wait a minute, I'm going to let you give Edom about yourself. You're going to get lost. That's how Tarsus was trying to. So the Rosh quotes from the Ravid, it's not really the Ravid, it's Rav Beis Din, the Ravid's father-in-law, the same as Shetavis. So we'll call the Ravid because they called the Ravid. The Ravid said that, no, it's not the Pshat Gemara. Pshat Gemara is like this, Mekayim Dover Kosev Davar means, the only kind of an aid that disqualifies other aidim is if he's an aid puzzle. But if he's not an aid bechlav, he doesn't register on the category of aid doesn't have a shame aid bechlap. He said nothing. He's a zero. You don't say nimtzach aid. Kav apostle. Zok the Ravid about dover. Is that an aid? I walk to Beis Din and I say something that's relevant to my case. Is that a witness? That's a litigant. Is that a witness? A witness is someone who's objective. Someone in the minachutz. So the Ravid says mekayme dover kos v'davim means that. Only someone who has the ability to lekaimus adover is a shaykh to be the terrorist aid, and he happens to be a brother, a cousin, a father, a ganav, whatever, chalshabs, whatever he is, he happens to have some kind of a problem connected to him. That's when the din of nimtzach and kerov pulse kicks in. But if it's nishkene, don't forget, it's not nimtzach echem and aidim, it's the nishkene, or it's nishkene bechlal, not nimtzach and aidim kerov pulse. It's the famous verse in the right. So give me some examples of individuals who are not chal on the b'shem aidus according to the Ravid's pirat, and therefore would not be subject to the parish of nimtzach aidim. So the obvious case is Baldov, but that was the Ravid said about originally. So we give you another example. Two aidim walk into Beis Din with what? With a monkey. It's not hard for the monkey to talk. Parrot. So two aidim walk into the Beis Din and they say, Reuven killed Shimon. And then the parrot says, Ruben killed Shimon. Ruben killed Shimon. Pardon a cracker. Ruben killed Shimon. Ruben killed Shimon. Oh, the Beis Din says what? Nimtza what? Evan and Paul Karm Apostle. That's a joke. It's a farce, says the writer. The Paris Tishkenei. Okay, let's move it. Make it a little closer to home here. Two aid to walk the Beis Din. We should walk the Beis Din. Say that someone killed somebody else, and a third person by the name of. Give me those names from yesterday.
Miguel.
Who? Hermes. Oh, Hermes from Agamemnon. Hermes. We don't want anyone to be insulted in case your middle name is Bartholomew. I don't want anyone to feel bad. So Hermes. Okay, Hermes walks in to get Reuben and Shimon. So Bezin listens to Reuben, listens to Shimon, and then they ask Hermes, and Hermes gives his version of the story. Oh, there's a carbon apostle. Wait a second. According to the Ravid, is a goy an aid puzzle? Is a goy not an aid? It's a tricky one. So Baldover said to Ravid is not an aid. That I can understand. A cousin is an aid puzzle. Obviously, he's an aid puzzle because he could be made for somebody else, so it's hard to say he's not an aid bechlal. A Russia, you can do tshuva in a second. I'll be back to Gnevis, and I'll become partially Avis again. So those individuals who are Adam Hapsulim, a goy is a tricky one. That's a little bit tricky. Could that be the Nakuda that the Rashba is Bahasis? He's holding on right now. Rashba is not sure about that. That point is the point of contention in this Rashba. That he's not sure, he has this Gevaldik Svara here, that again, a level of Deraisa, that whatever is called an Eidus on the get, because the Rif is right, and Rabbi Lazar agrees that Eidus Chasim Akarse, and therefore the Chasim is playing an unbelievable role, and the Chasim is a mamish part of the Chefza for the get, and they're part of the Chalaisa Gerishin, Hakol Nikol Kol, and now the Rashba is stuck in the corner of Azoi. If so, how do Shemus Mavokim solve the problem? So the answer is because that whole din doesn't apply by going Bechlal. By Goyim, the only fear you have is the Gezerah the Rabbanon. The Rashi must also agree that there's a concern with the Rabbanon. Otherwise, if it's Shemesh Enim Hafer, why is it a problem? So the Rashi agrees that there are Gezerah the Rabbanon of Rashi and Taisus the Muslim Mechsbachalayu. But the Deraisa the Gedin, that was the engine that was driving the Psul of Shalom, the Shema being Mazur Petach with Deraisa, that somehow doesn't apply. So the Rashi is not quite sure. What do you think the Din is? You think that a goy is possible? Is it possible or is it not an aid altogether?
I don't know.
So let's backpedal for a second. I'm going to ask you a startling question. We made reference to this the other day very, very quickly. It's absolutely certain, the lishum suffik, that according to the Secretary Mayor, when Jeremiah says Edim Chasim Akarse, that if Edim, if Goyim sign a get, the get is Batal Amavuta L'Shav L'Kayim. Right? Everyone agrees to that? Someone bring me a riot to that? That according to Rabbi Meir, if Goyim sign a get, the rights of the get is not worth the paper. So I want a riot. You gave me a reason. So the riot is from a Gemara later on Adab Tesem Abayis. We spoke about this Gemara in the very, very beginning of the year. We spoke about the Gibel Drachim Sheshavu Gidei Nosra Shavu Yavadim. Remember that? How come some things weren't on the list? So the Gemara had a suggestion that maybe the Raises aren't on the list. Maybe all the Rabbanans are on the list. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'har kol, so the bottom of the Testament Beis, v'har kol shalom dikham the psul deraisahu, uktani, it's a psul deraisa, and it's on the list. So the Gemara called that kol subsul dera. What does that kol mean? It means the get was signed by goyim. That's what it means. Signed by goyisha judges, goyisha whatever. Responsible goyim who signed the get, and the Gemara called the psul deraisa. Why is it possible in the Torah? What's the simple reason why it's possible in the Torah? The most simplest reason why it's possible in the Torah. This is according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara eventually ends says, no, hacham ha'iskin, it's Rabbi laws of Eidim Mesira. Right? But what's the simplest reason why it's possible in the Torah? Because they're possibly Eidus, right? It's like a no-brainer, right? They're possibly Eidus. Did anyone ever notice Rashi in the Tesla base what Rashi says? Well, the Gemara says that it's a psul deraisa. Listen to this Rashi. Rashi in the Tesla base, you can ask a psul derabanan. Rashi says, Har kos psul deraisa, she'ein edusan kosher, if he ain't the Torah, is get to the kedushin. For Rachman Amim v'chasav v'nasam, if she yesh v'chav, nesini yesh v'chav k'siva. Rashi gave you a roundabout reason why goyim can't be made on a get. You know why? because they're not the Torah's getting the Kedushin, and we all know from the end of the second parak, you have to be the Torah's getting the Kedushin. What's the implication of that, Rashi? That if not for that, there would be kosher. That Eidim, that Goyim are Ksherim Liedis. Now we know that's not really true. Comes and goes Ashrim, calls him some Mishra, will say, yes, but they're Rabbanim, they're not kosher, they're apostle Liedis. But they're not Torah, what are apostle? Every human being is kosher to prove apostle. So what psul do Goyim have? Give me psul. Name that psul. Lo Yimsu Avos Abanim. Are they Krovim? Are they Krovim to me? My Goyish next to the neighbor, he's not a Karov to me. Is he a Rasha? Why is he a Rasha? He's a nice guy. He never violated the Shemitz Benach. Is that a Russian? Is he never Kenani? Not never Kenani. Not an Isha. Not a Kotan. What's the problem? So there are some Rishonim who say, and Rashi seems to bear out that idea, that Goyim Ataka Kosher Le'edus Ben HaTorah. In Kitten, there's a little bit of a quirk, of a nuance, as an additional component. You need an added factor, and you have to be Torah's getting the Kedushin. But there's no real psul in terms of Echaz Eidus. Okay, so then, you know, maybe that was a chumas with the rabbana, maybe chashashas, you know, those kinds of stuff. But objectively, there's nothing really wrong with them. Right? That's what it sounds like. From Rashi. Who's the Baplukta of Rashi? So Rashi didn't make up this reason. The Gemara in the bottom of Yudam Abayis, when the Gemara asks in Rabbi Shimon, how can Rabbi Shimon allow Shemus with Hakim? I've a labanei krisus ninu, to which the Gemara says, Yard Rabbi Shimon Shtas Rabbi Lazar. Why did the Gemara ask labanei krisus? What should the Gemara have asked? Labaredus. So Rashi got it from this Gemara. Rashi just jumped ahead. Rashi cheated. He learned the Yudam Abayis before he wrote what he wrote on the Daftas Abayis. Rashi knew the Masechta. Rashi wasn't just writing his parish as he's going along, hoping to learn the Masechta as he continues. Rashi already learned it more than once before he started to write his parish. So on the Chesam Abayis, I'm sorry, on the Daftasim Abayis, when Rashi's searching for what the Psul Derais is, he already was clued in on the Yudam Abayis. And the reason is because Labanei Krisus, which implies that Abam Blei Eidus Taka they are. So Tosas got all frazzled on the Yudam Abayis. Tosas couldn't contain themselves. But the Gemara says, "Halabnei Krisus Dinu Have a Motzel Made From Some Tosas Halabnei Eidus Dinu." The Gemara could have asked Halabnei Eidus Dinu. Yeah, why did the Gemara ask Blei Krisus? I could learn Gittin. I'm not learning Sittin. I don't know why the Gemara asked that question. But Tosas says that obviously any time the Gemara could figure out that Goyim Apostle Eidus. Why the Apostle Eidus? Based on what? You have a Rambam. You have a Rambam Shreftim. Why the Apostle Eidus according to Tosas? Asara mine apostle saying, "Kol mi shenimtze bo echem yamrei apostle edus, the Eluheim. Hanoshim liavodim akhtanim ashaitim achareishim asumim arishoyim vizuyim vekroyim anegim edusin." Elu asara. Zok the Rambam per tes lachavei. Hanoshim sul seis bina Torah. Avodim sul li edus bina Torah. Shenehemar vasisim lo kashazom lasos liyochiv. Mechal shachiv kamavu. Ma'achid ben bris, alpha eid ben bris. The Rambam dug up a mokor. It's not at all clear that's the mokor. But the Rambam in Halacha Dalet says the mokor of Eved Kedaini is puzzle. Because an Eved Kedaini is not quite the same as me. Says the Rambam. Kavachon li akum. Im avodim shem im mitzis mitzis psulin ha'akum lochol shekein. Rambam in Perktas Alachadal, you heard it in Nukas Aegis, Perktas Alachadal, you heard it here. The Rambam gives you the secret why Goyim Apostle Aegis. Because it's a Kavachoymer. Mada Chavodim, who are halfway Jewish, they keep Shabbos Kashrus, and they're Apostle Aegis, so they're not considered to be Ochiv Lagamre. Kavachoymer, Bartholomew, and Christopher are for sure Apostle Aegis, but not Torah. So Dibbid Deras. It's a Kavachoymer, Bishmal Loymer, Kavachoymer. First in the Midas, you give a Misha turn to Yashas Ben. Rashi is not so convinced that that is correct. You have to look above a comment of Peches to see if that Kavachomer is correct or not. Not so pessimistic that Kavachomer is accurate. Rashi and the Zeru and other Gososhi stick to their guns that go in without a kosher leitis ben Torah. There's a fluke in Hukas Gerishin that they have to be yatsu b'teiros. Whereas Taisa and the Rambam are taking the view, what is that fluke? It's a limit deraisa, the possibly Yegus. So l'chora, the Rashb is telling us that goyim amamish kemandaleisa, dechasimas advarm, it's like ink spilled at the bottom of a piece of paper. Is that true? According to Rashi, is that true? The amamish nothing? There's zero? The kashli yegus and kol tarakul, except for gittin. You would call them nothing? That's like the parrot? It's like the monkey? Hard to believe. According to the Rambam, you can argue that. Eidus was given to Jews. It wasn't given to Goyim. Even Ebekanaini was only half-baked a Jew. Even he doesn't have Eidus. So maybe in the Rambam's vantage point, Taisa's vantage point, that the apostle Allah Eidus of Teira, maybe you could argue that Nishkin Eidim Lagamri. But according to Rashi, they're not Eidim Bechlau. I don't know, it's hard to sell according to Rashi. So that Rashba is very, very loaded, very, very controversial, that Rashba. First of all, that he creates those two categories between Edom Psulim and not Edom, that's reminiscent of the Raivit of Pesachas Bakas. Tais didn't even buy into that idea. And then when you draw the line that Goyim end up in the category of not Edom Lagamre in order to salvage them, Shemus Mavokim, is the Chiddush HaGav HaChiddush. That Rashba is loaded there. Everyone read the Rashba, right? Everyone chapped right away when you read the Rashba. Who here realized this was the issue that the Rashba was mistopic on? He was hesitant about this very issue. He's not sure where that Gemara Makas fits in. He's not sure where the Goyim fit in. Rashba was bothered behind the scenes, in between the lines, he was bothered with this kasha. So everybody say, let's just chaz for a second. We're learning the Sukkah Mezuzah B'Teichas. How many pshatim do we have Mezuzah B'Teichas? So there's definitely one dimension of Mezuzah B'Teichas to Ba'asa L'Mispach Halayim. That's not a question. That's why Rabbi Shimon opens up the possibility of Shemesh B'Pachim Sabi the problem. But there's clearly lurking behind the scenes a second kind of Mezuzah B'Teichas. That's that Gemara of Lishma. Because just to say the Ba'asa L'Mispach Halayim, you have to add something. So what do you add? So Taisus yesterday added Gezeira, Chasimah Zatuch, Chasivah and Shoyin. And Shubha Sadesh had to do the patchwork on that. Then the Rashbam today said, no, the reason why you have to be Lishma is because they're going to be wearing a very important hat in 20 years from now. So Rav Shiv said, but that's a hat of Eidus, not a hat of Gittin, so why does that have to be Lishma? Where'd that come from? Then the Rashbam says back, but I said, it's really a dimidaraisa, because not that they're going to wear a hat. They all wear a potential hat right now of significance. They're Eidei Chasiba, which works. Now again, the second shot of the Rashbam is hinging on, first of all, it's hinging on the riff and the Rav being right. According to Tosfos, Tosfos would never say such a thing. By the way, Tosfos, the wildest Jews couldn't say such a thing. Like Tosfos disagreed with the Rif and the Rambam. They said Eidei Chasima and Rabbi Elazar are one big zero. You still need Eidei Chasima. Even Rabbi Meir says you need Eidei Chasima. So Rabbi Natam couldn't have said this. That's why the Tosfos end up Dalad, but they asked the Kasha, how come the Rabbi Natam didn't say the Rashba's cat, the Rashba's pshat? It's the Rabbi Natam wasn't even thinking that language. It wasn't even that religion of theirs. It was a different world of Maseches Gittin. The Rashba was building his pshat based on the Rif and the Rambam, which Rabbi Natam and the Balei Tosfos Machta Bech never heard of. And even within the Rashba's new world of Rif and Rambam, he's putting himself out on a limb to say, to answer the Shemus Mavhokim story, you have to fall back on this Edom Sulam versus not Edom, Gemara's and Makas, and comes reminiscent of the Reibitz and Tosfos him, and then you have to shtickle Torah whether Goy is an Eid, Kosh an Eid, Kosh Eid Posel. There's a lot of stuff swimming around the Rashba's pshat. What do you do? Rashba said it. So we have three B-Rim. We have Taisus with all of their complications. The Balei Taisus' shot was very difficult. It was yesterday's year. The Rashba number one had the Maram Shifts, Shtaka Kasha. Rashba number two had taken stands on 15 different Shittas and questions in Rishonim. So each one of the Shittas in Rishonim, each one has its challenges to it, but let's take Rishonim. So everybody say, how bad is bad? How bad is Mezuzah B'Teichas? I mean, just how bad is Mezuzah B'Teichas? So before the Rashba set up shop, we thought there's only a Darabandika problem. We didn't really think it's a Daraistika problem. Does anybody really believe it's a Daraistika problem? Anybody under the sun besides this unique shot of the Rashba? Anyone really think it's a Daraistika problem? Any Rishon of the favorites said it's a Daraistika problem? No, we just have the sheets. There's lost the sheets here. Too many sheets flying around. Oh, the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Seifesh akasav aget l'shmar l'shmar kil chasoy. The chas ba'edim shalol l'shmar. Hol muscle of the edim raise a get. Like the get is really kosher because as edim see with pasuk rabbalosim. Elishu puzzle. But it should have been a get, but l'nai it's a get puzzle. V'lama eino botel, asks the Rambam. Why isn't it botel? What's the difference between puzzle and botel? The Rambam says that b'feirish and b'chazgerish. What's the difference? Puzzle always means what? Only the Rabbanan. Botel means it's botel b'deraisa. Botel, the Rambam, pale means it's no good in the Torah. Puzzle always has the conjures up the image of only the Rabbanan to get a problem. So frek the Rambam himself, lama who puzzle eino botel? V'fisha eino edim chayis v'laget. If I take another, you don't even need them all together. So in the Torah, you don't need Eidei Chasima. So how is that going to pose a problem in the Torah? Yesh Bisha Oimer, says the Rambam. There is one opinion that preceded me. One of the Ga'enim who said, Shem Chasmu Eidim Shalom L'Shma, Hovu Kemezuf B'Teichai, Harei Ze what? Harei Ze, what's the bad word? Harei Ze get what? Batel. V'chein, Im Hoi Echem Eid of Posel, if the get Shalom L'Shma, it's Batel in the Torah, or if one of the Edom apostle is bottom in the Torah, or Shehebo Edechad Bavad Kosher Alpha Bishim to be able to get bottom. For lo Yerali Davarzeh, Elakim Ezuyah for lo Mezuyah Fadai. However, Nim to be Edom Kshem raise apostle in Divrei. So the Rabbi makes reference to a Shita Saga Oinim that when you have Mezuyah B'Teichai, it's bottle and Mavut Lo Shav Lo Kaya Midaraisa. What led the Ga'inim to say such a thing? What word led them to say, if you have a get that's signed Shalom L'Shma, it's bottom in a Torah, according to Beloza. When you have a brother signed that, it's bottom in a Torah, midaraisa. What word led them to say that? In describing this halacha, that you don't really need chasimus, but if you do, you have to do it right. Chazal used a very, very harsh term. What was the term? What's the name of Rasul Gil? What does the word Mizuyif mean? It means it was never written by the husband. That's what the word Mizuyif means. The whole thing is a forgery. If a get was forged, it was never written by the husband, it's a good minatorah. If you don't know the answer to that, then maybe it's... go back to the first day of Shia. A get that's not written by the husband, or authorized by the husband, is botla b'vutla shor v'lokai minatorah. If Chazal wanted to describe this phenomenon of a get that signatures weren't up to par, why did they pick such a harsh, strong term called Mizuyif? That's what led this day in the Gaidim to say, to instruct me, to teach me, to guide me, that we have a deraisatic problem on our hands, not just a make-believe problem with Derabah. There's a huge problem in a Torah on our hands, right here and now. But it's Mizuyif, a forgery. It's not Kibbutz, it's Mizuyif Mamish. It's a problem in the Torah. And the Rambam is apologizing for Chazal. Why Chazal used the phrase Mizuyif B'Teichos? The Rambam says, V'lo Yerali Davazah, I don't think that diuk is right. Ela Kim Mizuyif, Lo Mizuyif Adai. Chazal never really meant to say, Molder B'Lazer Bim Mizuyif B'Teichai. It's Molder B'Lazer, change it to Kim Mizuyif B'Teichai. I don't think he changed the word, but Kim Mizuyif B'Teichai. It's like Mizuyif B'Teichai was just a dramatic way, just a... You know, the Amoraim were just a little overdid it with the drama. So they said, what? A get that signed Shalom L'Shma? It's like a forgery. It doesn't really mean it. It's not really true. Forgery is Batla Butla Minatari. This is Kibbutz. The Kishay Shos. Kichatzi Shov Neres Chanuk. It doesn't really mean it. So quite a machlokes here between the Rambam, who's representing the conventional wisdom, that Mizuyif B'Teichai is only a problem with the Rambam. Tosfos for sure said it's the Rabbanan. Rashi for sure said it's the Rabban. The Rashi for the first day for sure said it's the Rabban. But there is a Shita out there tucked away in the Shita Zag in the world of the Ga'inim, pre Rishonim, who was of the opinion that Mizuyif meant literally Mizuyif Batal Min HaTorah. Did we have any Shita that, any time we bumped into the Shita already, we may not have even noticed it? So the Rambam, when quoting these Ga'onim, he gave you a few examples of Mizuyif Batal Min HaTorah. What were the examples? It was signed Shalom Lishma, the Tzagamar, Echem Eid Apostle, O Shehoi Bawah. And Echad Bilvad Kosher. One Kosher ate on it, that's Mizuyif B'Teichos. I don't remember that. Where do we have that? Why did Ram throw in that example? Why did the Gaon throw in that example?
That was
who remembers? There was a Gemara tucked away at the end of Maseches Gittin that said, Amar Rav, even though the Mishnah says, Ksav Yada, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says, Ein Bo Ela Eid Echad, the Gets Good Min HaTorah. Right, remember? Ein Bo Ela Eid Echad, the Gets Good Min HaTorah. Rav quickly shut that Mishnah down and said, that's only true of what? If the Ksav Yada is who? It doesn't, but if it's what? Which the sofer, then harei havlad what? Mamzu, which is a nice way of saying the get is bottom in a Torah. Why is the get bottom in a Torah? Who remembers? No, come on. Why is that get bottom in a Torah? Aren't there Eidei Mesira? Doesn't Rav Paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Does this bring you back memories from last sugya? Doesn't Rav Paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Aren't there Eidei Mesira there? Whose raya was this? This was the Rif's second Raya and last Sugya. The Rif said, no, there are no Eidei Mesira there. There are no Eidei Mesira. Isn't the get for sure no good? What's the answer? No. If there would be what?
Proper.
If there would have been proper Eidei Chasim, it would have been okay, because Rabbi Lazar agrees Eidei Chasim or Eidei Mesira, either one is good. Remember, didn't we talk about this last Sugya? So the Rif said, must be there are Taka no Eidei Mesira. And the only reason why the get is no good in the Torah, why it creates Mamzeris, is why? Why does it create Mamzeris? Because you were relying on Eidei Chasim, and now you don't have Eidei Chasim. You only have one. Bishnai made it. Dovashim talks Bishnai. That's the pshat in Abba Rav, Teitiv Avlad Mamzer. Remember the Rishonim who didn't want to go down the root of the Rif? How would they doich that Raya? Who remembers? What were the different dechiyas of that Raya? So some of the Rishonim, no? We didn't talk about it for a second. Some of the Rishonim said that, nah, Rav wasn't talking about himself. He personally held the Rabbi Lazar. Rav was just saying the sugya contra Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Lazar, of course there ain't a Mesira there, right? We talked about this. Do you remember there was another dichoy of this raya? The Rif quoted at the end. Who remembers the Rif? Where's the Rif in that sugya? End of the ninth parak Moseches Gittin. The Rif was the biggest supporter of the idea. What was that Rif on? The Mem Zayin Beis. The Rif was the one who said, even according to Belozer Begitin, you don't really need Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasim is good enough. And he says, and one of his grandiose rayas is from that sugya. And then at the very end, the Mem Chesem and Aleph in the Rif, he quotes at the end of the line, seven lines from the top, V'chazina l'go'on. I saw a go'on. One of the go'on who had the following. The Amar Havuyadin. You should know, says the go'on. You have to put yourself back in Babylonia in the 800s. Havuyadin, you have to know the following. The high the Amar of Elozik Sav Seif of the Eid of Lad Mamzer. Mishim Tahavila Hamilsel Rabbi Elozik. What's the words? Kimizuyaf B'teichai. Shavlad Mamzer. What did this Gaon just say? That the Rif and the Rama are fundamentally wrong. Go and look 200 years before the Rif. The Rif and the Rama sheet to be in the years from now is wrong. Rabbi Elazar would never sanction a get without Eidei Mesira. Of course there are Eidei Mesira here. So why is the get Baltimore Vutta? Why is the kid of Mamzer? Same kids of Mamzer saying the get's Baltimore and Torah. Why? What words? What words? Mezuyaf mitocha. Rabbi say, this gaon that the Rif is quoting here is the same gaon as what? That the Rambam is quoting there. Is it a great surprise that the Rambam rejects this gaon? What does the Rambam say about this words of the gaonim? What does he say? V'lo yirali dovazeh. I don't think that gaon is right. And because the Rambam didn't think that gaon was right, he was stuck with whose raya from Eid Echad being a mamzer? The Rif's raya, which is exactly what the Rambam said. That's how we pass like the Rif. So did everybody realize that the Rambam who's quoting the Gaon and rejecting the Gaon who's saying that Mezuyah B'Tochah is a deraisa is the identical Gaon that the Rif is quoting here and saying that's what Rav meant by Ksav Mamzer, the Vlad Mamzer? Who chapped that? Who realized that when they were praying the Rabbi Kemis? Isn't it obvious that it's the exact same Shita? No? It's obvious. And the same way the Rambam signed off disagreeing with the Gaon, the Rif also disagrees with the Gaon. The Yafa gav the high milah de Gaon sasri lemilah didon. that goin's dichoy is against me. Because the goin's dichoy is right, and my whole shtickle Torah to support my fear of Erebel Ozeh, the chzina karsi is wrong. But the Riff was such a nice person. The Riff was an older man already, and he's so good, and he loves everybody, and he didn't want to insult the goin. I think the goin's of Hagwan, I don't remember which one it was. But whoever it was, he didn't want to insult him. And you know what he writes the Riff? Even though it's wrong. That's not the pshat in Rav. Chazino mechtavinu. I'm going to write it anyway. I'm going to quote his opinion anyway. You know why? Mishum de melecha shamayim hi. Because we all work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all for the same employer. So the goyim tried. The goyim was also doing his melecha shamayim. I don't think your shtickle Torah is right. And the Rambam also said, lo yirali devarav. But I'm going to quote it as a possibility. So this sheet is ha-ga'inim, the sheet is ha-ga'on, whoever it was, is the fourth bir of Mizur B'toicha. It takes Mizur B'toicha to a whole new level. It's mamish apsul diaraisa, and that's pshat and that gemara in Perek HaMegarish, and that's the dichoy from the Rambam Shita. And the Riff gave him a stamp of, not approval, but a stamp of, a little pat on the back, melech ha-shemayim. You have a Rambam here in the first chelik of Rambam, so we should tell you. So the Riff disagreed with the Goyim, but he had a great respect for him, and he even acknowledged that what he was doing was what? Lech HaShemayim. So it's interesting, that phrase that caught me. And it reminded me of a Rambam in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam describes what's been going on from the days of Chasimus HaGemara until his days, with basically the period that we call, for the most part, the Tekufas HaGoinim. So the Rambam, you should really read it. Can I read it? The Rambam describes what's been happening in the world for 500-600 years or so. Kol HaChachom She'omdo Acha Chibra HaGemara Uban Bab Yaslam Shame Bachmasam Hemikram Ga'inim. So first of all, the Ram doesn't use the term Ga'inim like in a limited sense. Some people only use the term Ga'onim to describe the Rosh Hashivas and the Yeshivas in Bavel, but the Ram is using it more inclusively. Some of them lived in Eretz Israel, Uba Eretz Shinar, that's Bavel, Ubisfarad, some of them lived in Spain, Ubitzorfas, one lived in France, is making a nod to the Baliatosis and to the Chachim Provence. Londo Derech HaGemara V'otziu L'orat HaLamoysev V'bir and Yonav. What they've been doing for the last 500 years or so, they've been learning the Gemara and trying to bring to light its depths. And it's a very hard job, says the Rambam. V'ishe Derech HaMukah Dark Ad L'ma'oid. The Rambam is telling you, if you think learning Gemara is easy, you're in the wrong business. This is the Rambam talking. The Rambam is about to embark on Rav Mishneh Torah. He's telling you, learning Gemara is very, very challenging. The ode, Shubalosh and Arami, besides the fact that it's conceptually hard, it's written in Aramaic. Mu'urvim l'shanas acheres. Yishaos ha'losh and ha'isa b'ru l'cholan she'shina b'eisha chumra gemar. That's the language, the dialect of Aramaic they spoke in Babylonia 700 years ago. V'abishan v'klimis. I live in Spain, says the Rambam. I live in Egypt. V'chein b'shinar. Even in the day, even in Bavel, v'agalinim ain't other makir osa loshin. Ashub labin asai. It's l'havdol, like you're trying to read a book written in Chaucer English. It's 700 years later. The Sheilish Rabbah, so understanding Gemara is textually hard and conceptually hard. I think those two terms, that's Mamash what the Rambam says. The Sheilish Rabbah, Sholin Anche Kalir V'ilachal Gonish Abiyamayim, the first time from Kashmir Gemara, says that what people have been doing for the last 700 years is asking these great people, not just the Chachmei Bavel, but the Chachmei Svar, the Chachmei Tzorfas, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they've been asking them for their input. They Mishivim Lefem, the Chachmasam. Also, Mashal and Makapsa Machuvas, also them Svarm Lavimam. So they're Shalas of Chuvas. Gam Chibra Goinim Shebechol Dovadah Chibrum Lavar HaGemara. There are different books that were written to explain the Gemara itself. They had Mishabesh Lachas Yechidos. There were some that focused on specific, like Rav Haigwan wrote certain specific svarim. Hem Shapirish Prakim Yechidim Shiskasha Biyamav. There were those who had more of a parish on entire Prakim. Mehemi Shapirish Masechta Sisdarim. Again, he's making reference to all the different things, from the Shiltis, to the Tenerif, to the Rav Haigon, to Rav Sadiq, all the different things that have been put together in the last couple hundred years. The old Chibra Lachas Psukos, Bin Issa Vehefter, the Baal Lachas Gedoilas, the Chiv Abtuar, Bidvam Shirat Shrichalem, Kadesh Yukrov, Lamad, Mishen Yachal, the Yom Kishog Mar. A lot of people needed a Kitzah Svarim, that's what he's writing, that there were Kitzah Svarim, the Riff was a Kitzah Sefer. The Baal Lachas Gedoilas was a Kitzah Sefer. They couldn't, people didn't understand the Amkas HaGemara. So the Rambam is describing, the Rambam is giving a history lesson of what's been going on for the last 600-700 years. Listen to how the Rambam concludes. V'zuhi Meleches Hashem she'osabag kol ga'ini Yisrael miyom shechuba gemar v'yad zman zeh. And he tells you when it was. Shishna shminis achad meya ve'elof v'churban avayis arba alofim tshami yos v'shloshim v'shev l'briya soylem. You have 4,937. What year was that? You got that for me quickly. 4,937. What year was that in our secular calendar? 4,937 when the Rambam wrote this. Look, we have 1,200 or so. 1,100. Late 1,100s. What do you got for me?
1,177.
1,177. So the Rambam is sitting in Egypt in the year 1,177. About to embark upon his grand project of writing Mishneh Torah. And he wants to tell you what's been going on for the last 700 years. And he basically describes, uses two words. What are the two words? Everybody until now, from the days of the Gemara until now, we're doing what? Meleches. Meleches Hashem. It's like Zeru Shavu. What the Rambam calls Meleches Hashem is what the Riff writes about this Gaon also. So he disagreed with the Gaon, Pshat, and the Gemara and Gittin, and everything. This is not just a detailed disagreement about what Rav meant. That detail spins off to whether you accept Rav Elazar the Chazimakars or not. Because if you don't accept that Gaon, then you're stuck with the Riff of the Rambam's conclusion. So everything is hinging upon whether that Gaon was right or not. So the Riff says, he's not right, but still Chav Malach Hashem. And the Rambam says, he's not right, lo nirli devarav, of Malach Hashem it is. So you have to be covered for the great Hail Gaon, even though you don't necessarily accept their Pshat in the Gemara. So Achrei Klei Sekor Beisai, this sugya with Riff B'Toycho is a very, very critical sugya. Because we have four radically different approaches in Gaonim and Rishonim. What's flying? Is this totally Derabanan? Partial Deraisa? Lagami Deraisa? A lot of things flying around in the Sugya to try to make sense out of this principle called Mizuyef, Kim Mizuyef, Bim Mizuyef, whatever Mizuyef is all about. Okay, so we'll see him on the Sugya. Tomorrow we'll start the next one. Okay, get rolling on the next one. We'll talk about Mincha now, okay? Okay, it's not Mincha with me. All right, let me get this in.